And welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman in for Kathy Dawes here with Riley County Commission Chairman Ron Wilson, 920 on a Tuesday morning that apparently is paradise. And for right now, it's going to be all icy and awful in a few days. So enjoy it while you can, everyone.
Absolutely. But change that Wilson to Wells. So.
Oh, did I say Wells? I'm so used to, yeah.
You're used to Ben, I know. Yeah. You young fellows stick
well,
together.
I barely started my kickstart, so that's the big thing.
No problem. I've been called a lot of things, Brady.
And you know what? Speaking of that, good time to remind everybody, if you want to call in and talk with Commissioner Wells, you can do that, 785-537-1350. We're in the opening talking about the possible new radio. Well, not possible. You guys need a new radio system that you're going to look at this year. We talked about some bridges that may need some repair here pretty soon. Another thing that was talked about was the relocation of the gun range for the RCPD. And it seems like this is the year where a lot of action is going to be taken on that.
Well, there's going to have to be because the contract is up in June of 2019. So we already budgeted for 2017. So we've only got the 2018-2019 budget for the expense that's going to be. And there was a meeting last Friday with Commissioner-elect Rodriguez, Commissioner Wilson, I believe the Mayor of Manhattan, and others at Fort Riley to discuss our using the range on Fort Riley. So yesterday we discussed some of the things that may have to take place. There will be some buildings, electricity, some amenities, you know, a propane tank for heat, and things like that. That's going to be a Raleigh County expense. What some people don't understand is the 80-20 split on the city-county for the operating expense of RCPD doesn't take into consideration that Raleigh County pays for all of the facilities. That all comes in addition to the 20%. We own and operate all the facilities, pay for repairs, maintenance, upkeep. So Raleigh County will have expense on this. There'll have to be a berm built and some structures, some amenities. So that will cost Raleigh County. And, of course, that cost would be there whether we go on our own property somewhere or if we renew the lease where we are now. There's still going to have to be upgrades made as far as lead traps and targets and things. So there's going to be some expense involved, but we need to accomplish that this year.
And it's been something that's been talked about quite a bit. I almost feel like for as long as I've been kind of covering the county beat, whether it's been here or at the newspaper, it's something that's always been in the ether, if you will.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we knew it was coming and the push is on, but nobody actually – I guess we're waiting until it goes down to the wire. I don't know.
All right, and we do have a phone call. Caller, you are on In Focus.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Say, I'd like to ask one question and make one statement. I'll make the statement first, and the question statement is that congratulations to Mr. Wells on his reelection. He did a great job his first term. I think he'll do even better the second. And I have followed the county commission for eons. For the people from KU, that means a long time. And I think we have maybe the best commission we've had for, well, if I'm thinking back, I know a lot of people on there, and some of them might be offended with this statement. I think we've had the best commission right now going forward for the next 4 years that we've had in at least 20. And my question is, you're talking about the expenses at the RCPD who paid for the new berm that they put in out there or changed, made concrete so they can park more police cars and have more room for people to park their private vehicles. We have a lot of police cars out there. If you go by sometimes, there might be, I guess, quick count, 15 to 20. I'll hang up and listen to the answer about the who paid for the concrete. Good day.
Well, thank you, caller. Appreciate that. The bids were let on that previous. The problem we had was a severe deterioration. The original parking there, the asphalt had deteriorated because those spots that were tore out and replaced held water, and the water seeped through that asphalt and ruined the subgrade. And so since that had to be tore out and the elevation changed, it was the time to go ahead and utilize as much space as we could, because as you mentioned, I drive by like on Friday evening, and I'll also count between 15 and 22 automobiles. So we need a lot of space there apparently, but that was the main reason for upgrading the parking lot, was to repair the damage that had already been done by the weather.
And with the gun range, can you kind of talk a little bit about the current gun range and the history of that, and kind of why there's that need to possibly partner with Fort Riley?
Well, the current gun range, of course, was accomplished before I was even interested in being on the commission, because it was a 25-year lease. The original owner was very benevolent and made a very good deal with Raleigh County. The members that I talked to that have retired from RCPD, I know some of the individuals that went out and actually worked hard, worked on their spare time. They just were real gung-ho, got the range built, got it in, and everything was going very well there. And then, of course, times change, certifications, qualifications, training, you know, as the world has changed as far as terrorism and the invention of SWAT teams, things have changed. Well, the current contract, we negotiated a little bit back in 2013, but the cost differential to renew for 25 more years was going to be a tremendous amount of money. There was a great disparity on what we were paying, which was low, and what the owner wanted for the new contract. So at that time, we started looking elsewhere. We looked at county property south of the landfill, which would have been ideal. There's a big berm there. We own the land, 80 acres. We wouldn't have any land cost or anything, but the neighbors at a meeting at the public library, there's a tremendous amount of neighbors turned out in opposition because of the noise and the environmental impact and everything. So that's why we decided to look toward Fort Riley.
And do we have a caller? We do have a caller. We'll get him on in just a second, but there we go. Caller, you are on In Pocus.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Ron, I have a question for you. In all this discussion about possibly moving the range to Fort Riley, I just thought of something. Has there been any discussion about driving distance to Fort Riley and less use of the range because of the driving distance? I know it's not a terribly long ways, but some people are going to say, well, I don't need to go out there today.
The distance from RCPD to Eureka or Wildcat Creek Road, which would be going on to the post at the extreme east edge, would probably be less than half the distance to the range where it is currently. The current range is clear out to Zinedale, Kansas, and then south.
Okay.
So the distance would be less than half the distance.
Okay. I didn't know where it was now.
Oh, okay. Yes, that's where it is, located out south of Zinedale, Kansas.
Okay. All right. That answers my question.
All right. Thank you for the call, and Happy New Year.
All right. Thank you, caller. Very good question. And if you have any questions, be sure to call in 785-537-1350, and we'll get you on there, and you'll be able to ask. And I think you're popular this morning, Ron. And here we go. We got another one. Go right ahead, caller. You are on In Focus.
Good morning there, Mr. Wells.
Thank you.
How are we doing today?
Doing well.
Good. Hey, two things now. Seen a follow-up on what Pot County did on their speed limits on their roads out there in the county?
Correct. I just talked to several people the other day. Somebody had a complaint on a road that goes north through Keats, and actually there's houses on both sides, and it is 55 mile an hour currently. And so we have a new commissioner on board yesterday, so that'll be something that we'll be discussing coming up. How soon, I don't know, but now that they've gone ahead and changed, why, that's something I'm going to look at.
Yeah, I didn't know if you guys are going to follow up on that or not. And then on your radio system, what do the big cities use in their cities, surrounding counties and everything? What do they use for emergency equipment services to. Have you talked to them, see what works best and everything? Because, you know, $10, $12 million, that's a lot of money. That could buy a lot of pencils and crayons for the schools and kids, you know, and everything. And, you know, maybe you guys need to do a lot more research on that, see what the big cities are doing and what would work for Raleigh County.
We're faced with the same problems as a lot of the other communities are on the cutting the bandwidth in half each time. And I don't know which cities you're talking about, but if you look at some of them, $10 million wouldn't even touch their system. So our committee is very aware of that, and they're also working with the surrounding counties. We discussed this at the National Association of Counties, also at the Kansas Association of Counties. So before we sign a contract or before we do anything, we're going to have all the answers and have those in a public meeting, because that's a tremendous amount of money for Raleigh County. You're right, but it's, if you look at the radio systems around the country, especially in your larger cities, they sometimes operate in a different manner. They may have just one radio system for fire and police. In Raleigh County, we have, of course, a mix of city, county. We also have Pott County, which we interact and crosses over. We also have Geary County and Fort Riley. So we have a lot of constraints, and I'm going to leave that up to our committee to make the recommendation to us. And anytime in the future you have any questions, why just watch your local news media, KMAN, and your local newspaper when these meetings are going to occur, and we'll certainly do our best to get the best value for the dollar.
Well, that's good. All right, well, hey, you have a good day, and I just hope all you commissioners get along and get on the same page, and don't forget, you're out here for the taxpayer, not for your own benefit. You
know? Absolutely. I still haven't got my driveway paved yet.
Yeah, no, me neither. I'm just not high enough up the food chain for that.
Okay.
Hey, you have a good day.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
Thanks a lot, caller. You know what, with that, let's go ahead and go into just our second break. We've had a lot of good stuff here so far in the first half of this hour of In Focus on News Radio KMAN.